A Rose by Any Other Name, written by Reform Sunderer, read by CC Rambles. This is a Murderbot podfic containing the pairing of Garathan Murderbot and is rated G. I hate planets. Something I've said before, and apparently something I have to say again, because I keep ending up on planets, and I hate them. The problem, I guess, is that I don't hate the humans who invite me onto the planets. So that's why I keep going. At least this planet is preservation. A rogue Secunic could end up somewhere worse. What I don't get about this visit specifically is all the trees. It's a festival, Rati tells me when I make the mistake of vocalizing this confusion. I could have guessed as much. Aside from the 100 blooming trees, there's all the music and dancing. Apparently it's got something to do with fertility or good fortune. I don't know, I stopped listening pretty quickly after a festival. Mostly it seems to involve a lot of walking beneath a rain of flower petals and pointing out how pretty everything is. Led by Dr. Mensa and one of her partners, Farai, we make up a group of eight. Amina has locked elbows with Rati, who's pointing at a cluster of bushes we're getting closer to. Behind them, Baradraj and Arada are engrossed in their own conversation, and then there's Garathan and me. I know why I'm at the rear of the group. Better defense position, less likely to have someone ask my opinion on which tree has the better blue flowers, and, I hate to admit, the symmetry of all of us walking two by two is satisfying. Why Garathan is matching my pace and not saying anything, no idea. Asking him is out of the question. If he's doing it to try to unnerve me, I'm not going to let him think he's winning. So I don't say anything at all, and that's not bad. The quiet companionship of my least favorite augmented human. Occasionally, Garathan will look up at the petals that come loose and float down, trying to subtly catch one or two if they drift close, but he doesn't make me try like I know Rati would, and that's not bad either. It's nice, even, when I see him finally manage to pluck a petal from the air with two fingers. Huh, Garathan says eventually, then shoots a glance toward me that I just managed to avoid by setting my sights straight ahead. This one kind of reminds me of you. I don't like the slightly amused tone of his voice and turn, planning to say as much but in a lot fewer words when a processor drops, something in me glitches. It's a bright day on preservation. The only shade is provided by the thick, multicolored canopy overhead. Sunlight breaks through the branches and blooms, painting the world beneath in long, arching stems in golden, speckled light, and it does something to Garathan. It takes his strange pigmentation and makes it fascinating, almost. Dots of sun strike off his two large eyes, and they go all melty. There's a few tangled bits of pink and orange flora in his hair. He doesn't look like Garathan in that first nanosecond of processing. He looks more like a character in my media, one of the sappy serials I let Rati convince me was almost as good as the rise and fall of Sanctuary Moon. It wasn't. My organics are doing something weird that I'm pretty sure I don't like. Even when I shift my gaze away from Garathan's face to the petal still trapped between his fingers, it lingers. Looking at the scrap of plant, I know why he made his comment. The body of the petal is an off-white, almost grey, slightly textured. It's patterned by broken rings of black. It looks like my old helmet and... Oh great, the weird feeling doubles. I return to staring forward down the tree path. The rest of the group has made it a few extra feet from us. I'm not a plant, Dr. Garathan. I don't say it to make him laugh, but Garathan does it anyway. Another processor blinks between functional and not. I'm going to have to run a diagnostic on it. Maybe there's something in all the pollen we're being covered in.
You're right. My apologies, Secunet.
Only Garathan doesn't sound sorry at all. What an asshole. I pretend not to see him tuck the petal in the front pocket of his jacket, and then I ignore the way my organics get warm and twisty a third time. We catch up with the others before they can start asking questions.
The end.
Reader's note.
This was recorded as a thank you for Reform Sundaraya for their generous donation to Fandom Trumps Hate 2026. And I absolutely love this fic. Anything involving a murderbot having to deal with dubious human customs and questionable human weirdness is always fun. And the fact that murderbot is like, nothing's wrong, something's weird, I need a diagnostic, it just fills me with joy. I did try to make Murderbot sound more and more sullen as the narration went on, so I hope that comes through in the audio.